The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. A bit of a weird one. I've been in conversation with Laszlo, and he's been chatting with some of the South American people that we've had conversations with about different, road building stuff. Concrete mainly, concrete and infrastructure, but they're an interesting lot, and they're very interested in something that we've discovered, which we can mix in with the concrete, and it adds a sort of malleability to some of the concrete we can use, particularly with bridges and stuff. It's a sort of concrete makeup powder, like a kind of polyfiller. Anyway, coincidentally, they also have something that they think might help us, and they might be quite similar. Anyway, we're trying to just navigate that. But here's the catch, because of sort of ludicrous customs and excise and laws and the current sort of import market and red tape and all that sort of shit. It's becoming very complex to get a sample out there, and vice versa. So whereas we would, use DHL or whatever, but we actually need someone just to get it out there and bring something back. It would be a week in Bogota, all expenses paid, beautiful place by the sea. You just have to stay with the contact, but and the only bleeding way to do it and wait for this is to put it into condoms and swallow it. I mean, it's fucking stupid that we got to do that, but I just wondered if it was something you would like to do, maybe. But look, I'm sure you're busy, but just to sound you out, all right, mate, speak soon, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. Thanks for your call, mate. It's a bit confusing. I wasn't entirely sure what you were on about, but you know, your business is a bit of a minefield to me anyway. So it's what's transporting polyfiller or concrete mixture stuff to Bogota. I think that's what it is. And I have to swallow it in condoms. What happens after I've swallowed it? I mean, that's... Anyway, these are all sort of details that sort of just initially spring to mind. I've not got very much on at the moment, and the job centre, the benefits people are sort of hounding me about why I haven't got another job, or have I got enough, you know, have I sort of applied for jobs and stuff. So if you could give me some more details about this, just sort of clean up a few issues, we could sort of potentially talk further. What I would request is that we could pretend that I've got a job interview for it, so that I can get that booked in and sign that off and show that to the benefits office, and then that'll sort of keep them off my back for a little while, if that's all right with you. Okay, mate, happy to hear more when you've got a moment. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. That's great news. That's really good to know you're keen. I understand that you want to know more. It's just bonkers, basically. It's because it's a sort of red tape issue, effectively, that in some countries the chemical we're using is deemed as legal, but in other countries it's illegal. And so we're just covering our backs, really. But if you're up for it, it's meeting in a Novotel in Hammersmith. If you go to the bar there, I'll give you the time and stuff, and they've booked a room, and you can go up, and it won't be Laszlo, it'll be someone who works for Laszlo, but he'll show you how to swallow it, and how many, and then it's straight to Barons Court Station, and you get the underground to Heathrow, and then get on a flight to Bogota, and then when you get there, there'll be someone to receive you, and they'll take you somewhere, and stay there for a week, and then they'll give you some of the stuff that we want to get, and you'll have to do the same again, and just pop on a flight back. But yeah, it's a free trip to Colombia. So, you know, it's a really interesting place. I mean, it's TripAdvisor and stuff. Bogota's a real, you know, go-to destination. So, yeah. Anyway, cheers, mate. I'll give you a bit more details with that, but that's the nuts and bolts. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sorry, mate. I forgot to say that I can absolutely knock something up to hand into the benefits office, which Laszlo could sign. We'd make it look very official, and we can work out together what that might be. But I'm absolutely happy to do that. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just a couple of things. I tried to Google this curious concrete mixture thing, just so that I knew what I was swallowing, you know, so I knew what I was putting into my body, just to make sure, you know, there weren't any, you know, catastrophic side effects, essentially, if one of the condoms burst. And I couldn't actually find what you were describing on the internet. So I just want to be sure that, you know, obviously there will be some risk, but I want just a little bit of reassurance that if, you know, something goes wrong, then my insides aren't going to be, you know, poisoned. That's one thing. And the second thing to bear in mind is that my gag reflex is very acute. So if I, for example, if I'm eating Chinese food and a chopstick touches the back of my tonsils, there's a good chance everything will come up again. So I'm just saying it's a bit of a hair trigger back there. So that's something I suppose to bear in mind. And if you could let me know what Laszlo's planning on putting on this fake interview thing so that I can just prime the benefits office, that would be great. Other than that, I'll make my way to the Novotel and maybe we can clear up some of these things there. Okay, mate, thanks for your help. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, don't Google stuff. Don't Google stuff. Don't do that. Just, it's bollocks. You won't get anything that's right or correct. People always Google things and come to the wrong conclusion. So I don't think that's going to be of any help whatsoever, mate. You know, the stuff that it hasn't been invented yet. That's why it's not on Google. We haven't made it. This is why you're going. You know, it's so don't Google it. It's like imagine kinetic sand mixed with corn flour. It's just like that. So if that burst in your stomach, is that bad? And once you're in a rhythm with swallowing it, you know, it'll be fine. And I don't think the gag reflex will come into play, because I'm assuming you can swallow paracetamol and things like that, so you'll be able to do it, you know? Laszlo wants me to oversee the process. He doesn't, you know, trust that this is going to work, and I know it is, so I'm going to come with this chap and meet you in the Novotel. I'll probably meet you in the room itself. Don't acknowledge me if you see me beforehand. And Laszlo's agreed to knock up some paperwork saying that you've done some IT work for him. IT. All right, mate. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate, just to clarify, please don't get Laszlo to knock up paperwork saying that I've actually been doing some work, because if I send that in, they'll cancel my benefits, and you know, and I can't afford that. So it needs to just be a little note saying, yes, I'm due to come to an interview on this date and what have you, and I don't mind what job it's for, anything, but if you could just let me know, that would be really, really helpful. That's quite key. That we get that right, because that could cost me everything. Well, it's certainly a lot of money. In terms of kinetic sand and corn flour, I asked Anne what if she knew anything about corn flour, and she said apparently it's safe to eat, but she didn't know anything about kinetic sand. So I'm just presuming that's going to be okay. So she's been very helpful there. And as far as meeting you in the hotel room at Novotel, just let me know which room number, what time, and I will be there, and we can get this underway. Okay, mate. See you later. Bye-bye.
What are you doing, telling Anne, you cunt? What are you fucking doing? Who do you think you are? What the fuck does Anne know about fucking kinetic sand anyway? I'm gonna tell the fucking benefits office you've been sucking truckers' cocks in labourers, you cunt! Eleven AM tomorrow, room 143. Fuck.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Look, sorry, I had a bad night last night. Linda got in touch by email and said a few things, sort of that ruffled my feathers. So I had a couple of drinks. But yes, it is 11 o'clock today. So I'll see you there at the Novotel, and it's room 143. Sorry again, and I'll see you soon. All right, mate. Thank you. I hope you haven't got cold feet or anything. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Sorry for telling Anne. I just wanted her opinion on cornflour and kinetic sand, but anyway, listen, don't worry. It's I know what it's like when Claire gets my back up. So I understand that things can get a little tense, and if you had a few drinks, then it's not the real you, is it? I mean, it's just it's somebody else. So it's all right. I understand. Anyway, listen. I'm nearly at the Novotel, so I'll make my way up, and you can tell me what we need to do. Okay, mate. Look forward to seeing you. Bye bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Roger?
Roger?
Thanks. Did anyone follow you?
I don't know.
You got your passport?
Yes, I've got my passport.
Great, okay.
It's a nice one, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, we've only got it for an hour, though, mate. Yep, so we need to press on with this.
Okay.
So here they are. I've got your glass of water. And so
I thought just there's only going to be one.
No, there's 15.
They're like the size of hot dogs.
Well, they're not that big, are they? I mean, I think once you get in the rhythm, you'll be able to get them down. Okay.
Brian, I don't know how this is going to go.
When's your flight?
3 o'clock.
So it's 11 now, so you haven't got that long. You've got to be there at when? 1?
Yes.
And then just straight on the tube.
Yes.
Okay.
Shall I sit down?
Whatever you think, yeah?
Mate, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Just give it a crack. Don't worry. I think it's just not thinking about
it's
it.
Sort of sand and corn flour.
Yeah. Okay.
They're huge, Brian.
Mate, time is of the essence, sir. Come on.
Right, I'm going to... This is the smallest one. Right.
Go on. Just swallow. Swallow. That's it. That's it. Now keep going. Keep just push it down with your finger. Push it down with your finger. Push it down with your finger. Push it down. Fucking hell! Come on. Now water. There. That's it.
Oh my god. Oh, it's
well
really
done.
Rough.
That's it. Well done.
The back of my throat.
No, one down. How does that feel? All right.
Oh god.
There's 14 to go. Come on. Get into the groove.
Oh.
All
right. Oh.
That's it.
Keep going. Head back.
I can't do any more, Brian.
Come on, mate. You've got 15. You've got to do it all.
Oh. No, I can't do any more.
No, come on. Yes, of course you can. Come on, mate. Please.
Brian, it's painful in my throat.
Just one
why
more.
Why do you need 15 of them?
Well, because they're slightly different, all the samples. That's it. Fuck. Just keep going. Yeah. Oh, we're fine. Okay, thank you. Come back in half an hour. Yeah.
Shut up. What the fuck's going on?
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I think you're probably somewhere over the Atlantic now. I'm just in the car. I'm in a car park. I'm just staying out of sight because a few things have come to light. The main one being that the cartel, South American drugs organization, seem to have tapped up the hotel room at the Novotel, which I was surprised actually that they'd given us such a sort of a nice location. So it's obviously owned by the cartel, Novotel. I didn't, you know, but they've recorded you stuffing the condoms down your throat. Now, I would imagine you're thinking why. The answer is, and I need to be very clear with you now, I think, and very transparent, is that it's not kinetic sand and corn flour, it's heroin. And the heroin is an offer to the cartel. And then when you come back, they will ask you to put cocaine in the condoms and bring them back. The reason I'm being so honest with you is because I am now implicated due to these recordings, and I have been told in no uncertain terms that if this doesn't all go smoothly, they will take me to a holding bay in Dartford, on an industrial estate, and slice off my genitals with a grass cutter and leave me there to die. So I'm obviously quite anxious that this all comes off. Just do get in contact with me when you get there. I think it's Pedro. I think you know this. And just keep me posted. All right. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I got your message, but yeah, by the time I'd got it, I'd already been met by the people here, and they whisked me straight off to a very dank hotel room where I had to wait and sit on a bucket and go to the toilet and pass all the condoms. I can't say that I'm best pleased about this situation, Brian. They've loaded me up with cocaine, which I now discover is cocaine, of course, because of your message. How did we not see all this coming? It's frustrating. I went back through. I went back through to the airport and tried to get on the plane, and was, of course, stopped. The sniffer dog got me, and now I was whisked away, and I'm in some prison. And luckily, I think I've got an ally here. He's sat next to me, stroking my hair. He's called Pedro, and he seems very nice. He's got a crop top on, with exposed belly button. He's quite effeminate, but he seems to have taken me under his wing, so I'll just have to hold tight until the could you call the embassy? I've only got this phone because I'll be honest with you, I managed to smuggle it up my bum. So if you could call the embassy for me, Brian, because I obviously need to get home, because I'm supposed to be seeing Jamie next weekend, and I need to do that. Also, if your man Laszlo could write up the form to say I've been for an interview, when I get home I can take that to the benefits office, so they don't stop my benefits. So, okay, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Laszlo got in touch. They're actually... they're not that fast, thank the Lord. I think the heroin, which is what seems to be taking precedent, the fact that you've got it over there, so... That's good. But there's a lot of politics going on this end, mate, so sit tight. I'm sure everything will be okay. I'm glad you found a mate. I can't imagine what a prison in Bogota is like. It must be awful. I was going to phone the embassy and... Bogota, but I thought against it, as they probably ask a lot of questions, but I'm sure they'll once they discover your nationality, I'm sure you'll get some legal aid of some description. I'm happy to contact Claire and tell her what's going on. I can sit down with Jamie too if you want and tell him what's happening. I've popped a note for Anne's letterbox, filling her in. Laszlo's happy to document that you've been actively looking for work. So, I don't know if you'll get this, but sit tight. And, all right, mate. Cheers, bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.